Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring that momentum tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Let's go. Thank you. Up and up.
Thanks to Joe Cowley. He's always fun. Dan Pompey. Patrick Manley, he of the Patrick Manley Award.
Also always fun.
Yes. Brian Gertz of the video feed. The Wosky Camp Diaz, the producers. I still now, because of Siri, I only know Jay as Jay Zawaski.
You have the car reading your texts now, right?
When, yeah, she said she reads off the group text, and she said a text from Jay Zawaski, Connor McKnight, and Rick Camp. The only one she gets wrong is Jay Zawaski.
Your car reads you text, but you're not into the Netflix thing.
Well, I was, but then I couldn't justify spending on it.
It's $13 a month now. Good luck with that.
I was confused during that conversation.
Wait, you don't have Netflix?
I did, and then I got rid of it.
They were both paying for it, he thinks.
That's ridiculous.
Honest to God, I thought everybody just had Netflix.
Yeah, that's
like, whether you used it or not, I just thought everybody was $7 to $13 a month, but that's what water costs.
I'm
so
technology challenged. Make no apologies for it either.
Oh, no. I'm not.
Is your TV a smart TV? I have no idea.
No, my TV
is
not a smart TV.
I think mine is. It's a 4K TV. I bought it within 2 years.
Yeah, it's a smart TV.
Then it's a smart TV.
I'm guessing it's a smart TV, but it's got a dumb guy operating it, so I don't have Netflix.
Joe Ostrowski had the updates. Mike Florio tomorrow, Mark Schanowski tomorrow, and Hub Arkish is ours on Wednesday tomorrow.
Oh, God. But, Mac, do you like movies? Yes, you do. You then have 5,000 extra movies.
I know that. I have a huge DirecTV bill because I have to have DirecTV because it's the only carrier of Sunday Ticket, and that makes me forever married to them until that exclusivity deal expires, which hopefully it will at some point, because I'd rather not. I love their programming, but it's ridiculously expensive. It's like a freaking car payment.
I agree. And
I don't know what you pay a month, but if you call
for 10 TVs, it's around $250 a month. Yeah. Yeesh. It's a car payment, like for a producer, but a car payment.
Yeah, not a car that you would drive.
No, I didn't say which kind of car.
Yeah, if you call them. Get to their loyalty department. You call them and tell them you're leaving.
I know, you want to negotiate. I know, I've done that before.
They'll cut it in half.
They'll cut it in half
just because.
Yeah, I know. They don't want to lose. So does SiriusXM, which makes me very mad because I'm a stockholder. You shouldn't be doing that. People want to negotiate these things, they'll do it.
But you should have
I know
Netflix.
I should have it. We probably do. You know, I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but Sherry has some sort of fire stick upstairs, so I'm sure there's some way to get more movies all over the house.
Yeah, there's no reason that she would have a problem with you sharing that.
I manage. You sit with me every day. On and off the air, I talk about movies, so I'm getting enough movies in my life. I manage to work around the absence of Netflix. I survive somehow.
It's not about surviving. It's about thriving, Mac. You want to get the most of your at-home entertainment experience. Netflix right now is putting out more content than any of the studios.
And I spend
Sony, Fox,
I know,
Disney.
25 minutes a night looking through the stuff I don't want to watch on Netflix before I find something that is. What else am I going to do with that time? I'm committed to that 25 minutes.
Every conversation with my parents. They have been binging something on Netflix or Hulu.
Yes.
Or they get every streaming service on every single device, and they watch every show. And they ask me, and I said, look, I can't converse with you on this. I'm not watching these things, all of these things that you're watching all the time.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Of course, it's okay. We managed to survive in our caves.
Of course it's okay, but like, for example, you like to watch all of the Best Picture nominees for the Academy Awards.
I do.
We are absolutely in a time where some of those are going to be available exclusively on Netflix. Netflix is a movie studio.
But if you're a SAG member, they send them all to you.
Okay. Well, way to talk to the 1% of the 1%.
I'm talking to the rest of the people.
Very relatable.
Yeah, Mac is not. And so if you want to watch those movies, You like Bert,
yeah, you're right, because I've had to work really hard to watch all of the nominees these past few years. If you miss them in the theater, sometimes it's hard to get to them.
What do you do, like a Redbox?
Something. She does something. We watch them all. I don't know.
Well, do you? No, I mean, do you stream them, or are you putting DVDs in?
I'm probably. Curious because,
so you probably got Netflix.
I probably do.
Are you even
Netflix
in the room when this is happening?
No, I'm not. I'll ask her.
Ring me when the credits are rolling.
This is going to be a really easy year to skip some of these nominated movies.
It's sure. Well, the last couple have, haven't they been?
Yeah, I am not interested in Vice.
Since the year Spotlight won it, it's been very thin.
It looks awful.
It's not awful. I saw it.
It looks. I am not interested.
I'm going to give it a try.
It looks like an SNL
skit. It's going to be nominated, so it kind of does.
It's a little much McKay for me in the trailer. I'll go see it, but it's a lot of McKay.
And it's not nearly as good as The Big Short, but it's entertaining. We all lived through it, and
that's true.
I mean, Bale is amazing in it. Like, so
he's a remarkable chameleon, isn't he?
Yeah, he's incredible. So I don't know, is the movie great? No, but the acting performances individually, it's worth a watch.
And the other one, the one with Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali,
that's another movie.
The Green Book,
driving Mr. Daisy, or
they're both amazing to watch. They are both
gonna have that one too.
They're both so good in that movie, and that movie is just. They're terrific, the both of them.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're wonderful. Yeah,
they are. They really were.
And Viggo Mortensen's a very, very handsome gentleman. And,
well, he's huge in the movie. He does like a Bale thing. Where
he's
like
on
150
my list.
Pounds.
Yeah, he's absolutely on my
Viggo?
List. Yes.
Is it just like proudly
Viggo
waving
circa
the flag of ignorance?
A perfect murder. A perfect murder, Viggo Mortensen? Yeah, I'd, yeah.
But what was the one
Eastern Promises?
The one with Maria Bello at the beginning when she's in her cheerleader uniform and giving you the full frontal.
I don't know that one, but I'm
History
interested.
Of Violence.
History of Violence.
A History of Violence.
Okay, I did see
He's
that
in
once.
It. Ed Harris is in it.
He's good too.
William Hurt is in it.
Mm, man, see, I could probably find that without going to Netflix.
Oh, you got to see that if nothing but the Maria Bello scene right away.
Sign
man.
Me up for it. I'll find a way. See, Danny, I'll find a way to find that.
We'll see.
Life finds a way.
We'll see.
Hey, you're Syracuse Orange now.
You're crazy.
I'm telling you something.
It's the same team every year.
It's not quite there yet.
So,
but if they get a couple of pet plays they can run, they are fearless. They are long. They are athletic. They defend the rim. They can maybe lose to anybody in the tournament because there's days where they might score 30 points.
I promise you they can.
but there's stuff there.
I agree. This is the same team that made a tournament run last year and then brought everybody back, but they were on the bubble. It's been the same team for 4 years. Boeheim recruits to a system. The system is I get the longest players who are the best athletes possible. I spend all of my time practicing zone defense, and then our offense is
whatever run, we can find.
Run if possible and use your athleticism and then pick and roll. That's all he does.
It was a great game.
It was incredible.
And then there was one good floor level shot where you have Boeheim in the foreground, red faced and screaming, and just behind him on an angle is Coach K in the background, red faced and screaming.
Yeah.
And here's just two old, angry, rich men screaming at black people.
Yeah. And amateur athletes who, whatever the conversation is, like, should these guys get paid for all the money that you're making? They're like, absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
No, we can't have that.
But it was a fun game. It's just this team paid Old Dominion to make the trip to the Carrier Dome and lost. And then 48 hours before they went to Cameron, lost to Georgia Tech at home by 14, where they scored only 59 points. And then the game was at 6. We get off the air at 6. So I get home, you know, end of the first half. I'm like, it's 49-45 with 2 minutes. I'm like, what is going on? So it's just such a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde experience. Like, I think they're going to miss the tournament more likely than make a run in the tournament, but then they beat the number one team in the country on the road. So who the hell knows? Syracuse basketball. have such a love-hate relationship with him.
You guys can continue. I'm just a spectator in this one.
Well, Zion Williamson
Let me know when it gets to March.
I was going to say, your rule
I'm
is
March. March. I'll be a March guy, yeah. Sure.
And you do legitimately enjoy
Although
it in March.
Although I do, yeah, absolutely. It's silly if you don't enjoy it. I got a peek at Williamson last night. What's his name? The guy?
Zion Williamson. He's kind
of good. I got my first peek at him. Just a peek of him. He was on there. We were getting ready to start right before we went. That's all I needed was a peek.
What's your early on the hook scouting report?
Yeah, exactly.
Might work out for him.
What do you think? Good?
Yeah, good. Good. Really good. I get my Terry analysis. Like him. Like him. When you guys go over your baseball.
Boeheim called him,
like him.
Charles Barkley, but not as fat.
Yes.
he's
3 inches taller than Barkley and 30 pounds bigger and not an ounce of fat. I mean, that's.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know how like
he's probably 6'6", though. He's not a giant.
No,
He's
6'8".
He's 6'8".
I don't know.
He's all a 6'8".
I don't think so. He's got a 48-inch vertical, so it does, and he's 280-something pounds.
No, I mean,
I'm not positive that he's a true 6'8", 6'9".
I remember a couple years ago, my kid didn't believe me that Barkley was good. He thought Barkley was like this jolly TV guy.
No. Barkley was great.
I said, we're watching highlights right now.
Yeah.
About him blocking shots by catching them out of the air and racing. Mm. I said, this is end-to-end, behind-the-back dribble. I mean, come on now. You got to know your Barkley here.
Yeah.
Know what you're watching.
Yeah, Zion Williamson is one of those guys that he just immediately becomes the best athlete in the sport, right? Like, he just Giannis, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, he's just immediately the best athlete in the game. So he's probably going to work out.
Giannis is pretty athletic.
Yeah. Giannis is incredibly athletic.
To head there beforehand.
Okay, but this guy shoots threes, and he outweighs Giannis by 40 pounds, and he's 19.
He literally hits threes, his head on the backboard.
Right. He's J.J. Watt with, like, Spud Webb's vertical leap. It doesn't make any sense how big and strong and fast this guy is. So
it really doesn't.
He's going to work. He's going to be a star. But I think the Bulls, him or R.J. Barrett, give me either one of them. Either one of them in the Bulls, and they'll be fine. Because I think R.J. Barrett looks like James Harden. He looks like a guy that'll just be able to score at will at any point that he wants.
He doesn't look like James Harden, though. Don't make me watch that.
Man, are you aware of what James Harden is doing right now?
We were just talking about it, yeah.
Were you?
17 games that he, yeah.
Amazing.
Historic. 17 games of 30-plus, 40-plus in 8 of the last 11. And over those 17 games, he's averaging 41 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, and 9 assists a game.
Did you see what he's averaging?
Goes our bet.
Yeah, he's the MVP, and he has a stated goal of winning another MVP.
And now, if he keeps this up with Clint Capella out, especially the assist numbers and all this stuff, it's just a clear cut case. Then LeBron's hurt, the whole thing. But on just taking out 2-point field goals. If you look at his scoring average on only three pointers and free throws, he's averaging over 25 points a game.
Yeah, he's one of the. It's I know how you describe it with the Picasso thing, but he's got to be on the short list for greatest offensive players in the history of the sport. He's unstoppable. You cannot stop him one on one. Giannis has tried, Durant has tried, LeBron has tried. No one can guard him one-on-one. Have you seen his dribble numbers, like the spectrum dribble stats? He's averaging 550 dribbles a game. 550 dribbles a game. He just never gives up his dribble until he gets the shot that he wants.
There's really something amazing about an NBA where Klay Thompson can score, 42
on four dribbles.
Yeah. And Harden
and
is going to lead the league.
He can score 550 by scoring 42 a night.
Yeah, Harden will lead the league in scoring, dribbling over 500.
Help me out. For troglodytes like Les Grobstein and me, what's typical of a scorer dribbles per game? You said 550. What's a typical number?
It's hard to say, right? Because like what Connor was just talking about.
I assume that's a lot.
Everybody's game is different. It depends if you dominate the ball or score.
Yeah, I mean, for a player,
a couple hundred. A couple hundred dribbles a game for a guy like.
All right, I'm not that interested, Connor. You don't have to Google it.
But like, I would. too late. You asked.
Playing along.
Yeah, but I don't know that my brain can stop doing this now. So
it's just when you watch him, it's also noticeable. Like it's just noticeable that he's doing it more than anybody else by a demonstrable number.
I wish I could like watching him.
That's
I appreciate him. I respect him. I can't argue with anything you're saying. I wish it looked good to me.
I get it. And it probably never will. But it's just
Parkins.
He's unguardable.
Parkins,
he's an unguardable basketball
we
player.
We at The Score have a regular feature that I believe is worthy of its own promotional T-shirt, and it's been a while since The Score has had one. I want to be the first guy to order a double X in the Bernstein and McKnight Show Midday Midway T-shirt. That rendition today, that goes right on the greatest hits. And I'm already thinking about what the T-shirt's going to look like. It has to have some animals in it. I figure a few red-tailed hawks attacking humans. You got to have a raccoon. There's all the animals. The animal stuff, just keep it coming.
The number 11 has to be prominently featured.
Please keep it coming. Absolutely. Those animal stories are the best.
Well, if it weren't for Larry Lujack and Lil Tommy Edwards, whose voice we still hear as the Bulls PA guy, that I remember as a kid, that was one of the features of their show was Animal Stories.
I used to record it. That was one of the – I got a recorder, I think maybe fifth grade, and I used to record it on WLS. And remember WLS? Where can we find them these days on the dial? I don't know, Connor. You have any memory of that?
I used to work there. We could call some people.
It was great. It's just like people are attracted to weird animal stories. I can't get enough of them. Just love those.
Especially now with exotic pet owners and everything.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody can take video of things that they see in places. There's always stuff coming out of Australia because every animal there can kill you.
All
so that always adds a layer of interest to it.
But something else I wanted to run by you today. I have no memory of North sending cigarettes to soldiers.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That was like a charity drive. I'm to ask you.
Wait, what?
That's a nice thing for him to do. You kind of gave him the shot for that. Come on, man.
Well, there was the pushback.
What soldier doesn't want to pack of smokes? You've seen all the movies.
It's currency.
John C. McGinley never looked happier in Platoon than when he was smoking.
Again, if it's World War II movies, but the military doesn't. Our military doesn't necessarily want our troops.
But I don't think they're worried about that. Do they? Come on. You know what the note he attached the note? Light them up!
I think it was smokes for soldiers. Like, people were donating cartons of Marlboros.
I would have donated one.
Expensive donation. This was a Score promotion.
I don't remember. This must have been between stays, obviously, because I would have remembered that.
I mean, it had to have been the 90s.
It was between 2000 and, when I came back in 9. It had to be.
I'm not enough the historian to be able to put a year on it.
Because I have no recollection of it. I would have remembered that one.
I just remember being entertained by that. I understand that
that's
if you want
to. Mike!
Right. I understand trying to get children prosthetic limbs or something.
Vaccinations.
Right.
Supplements.
Even the circumcisions that are done for religious reasons.
Right? These guys, Mr. Marlboro.
Right.
Come on, man. I love that idea.
That he was passionate enough about it to follow through.
That's good.
And that was at the time I want to say it was Jeff Schwartz era, because that's anything that North said for him to do, he would just do.
Mike's got an idea.
Right? He's running down the hall. It's like that became station policy. Because oh, really?
Yeah.
I gotta read promos for this now? Because it was anything that he said, immediately Jeff would say, "This is gonna be great." Wait till you see. Well, it'll be publicity on a billboard. All right, fine.
What are those?
Smokes.
What are promotional T-shirts? What are billboards?
Yeah. Well,
remember those days?
Look, I've read about them in radio books.
Billboards are still a thing, and I know this because having driven from home to Hoffman Estates for hockey and back on Sunday, I kid you not, and I don't know what their marketing research shows them.
Erlacher.
Every billboard is Erlacher.
I know.
Or it's somebody talking about Erlacher or mentioning Erlacher.
Yep.
Every billboard.
Or Sandberg.
Is it? No,
or Sandberg talking about
Erlacher.
I took my little brother back to the airport last month, and there were two Erlachers followed by a Sandberg for the same product, and then a third Erlacher in succession on the tri-state.
It's like we finally learned what was going on with the Mattress Firm thing.
Correct.
Like we finally learned that there might have been some sort of real estate scheme going on there that involved Sweetheart Deal. Was something I was reading some of the reporting about what actually. I don't know what data, what they have, what their marketing people, their advertising budget says that a billboard 100 feet behind another billboard, and it's not like a Burma Shave sign where they connect to each other and they lead to make some sort of joke.
Right. Or like, let's go ads. Bears.
Right. Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Or what's the South Carolina border, the big racist Mexican truck stop thing? Where this billboards? Come on!
It sounds like a South Carolina Mad Lib.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Pedro's or whatever. It's a crazy Pedro's.
Connor, you just keep Googling things in transition, but not reporting back.
I feel like we're not. Well, first of all, the Google search for smokes for soldiers is probably something you should have banned.
The train is moving kind of fast in his defense.
I was high half the time we were making the trip, but it was there was a thing like 30 miles to this, 20 miles to this, 10 miles. It was counting down to the South Carolina border where this giant, like, racist Mexican caricature with a sombrero on.
Sure, you didn't hallucinate
and you buy a
this?
Bumper sticker and you put it on your car. No, it's not crazy Carlos. That was the car dealer. It was South Carolina.
What did you say? South Carolina
south
racist
border.
Mexican billboard?
Look up south of the border.
Look up just the phrase, south of the border. You know what that's going to That's terrible
and
Google.
And they had a mascot. They had a racist.
Give you a bad
it was a racist
by
mascot.
But Phil Collins.
It's kind of in the news right now.
Is that over the
south
border?
Of the border is not going to bring
yeah,
back
but those,
oh, my God. South of the border, America's favorite highway oasis.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is horrifying.
What's his name? Is it Pedro?
Pedro.
It's Pedro.
It's Pedro. He welcomes you.
Yes, Pedro welcomes you.
And billboard on the homepage. Too much tequila.
And yes. Gross.
and it's still there. And no real outcry about it. And still there. That was the thing. But I would understand if the Urlacher billboards were leading to something.
Sure.
Market penetration. There's everybody knows the product. You drive in that stretch. You cannot get out of the line of fire of that. Restore 54, I think?
Yeah, it's the Restore Hair thing. But there's obviously it works because we're all talking about it, right? So it's made its imprint.
It is unusual. Dan's right. I commented on it a while back, too. It's very unusual. I've never seen that much penetration in a billboard.
Well, but also, there's some products that make sense. Right, like for like a strip club or fireworks or McDonald's, like impulse purchases. I could see, like, okay, you're driving along, hey, billboard, pull off here. I'm gonna get a double cheeseburger and a lap dance. But like, I'm bald and I'm driving.
Maybe
you're driving
a psychology. Like, bald guys don't want to admit it.
Constantly
you know?
Reminded that you're bald.
It's just a weird thing.
You're trying to tell these guys. It's not
an impulse, but it's like you're driving. It's like, honey, I want my ass hair transferred to my head. What gave you that idea? I don't know.
Right. It's not the thing that I would think billboards.
Right.
I don't know.
But you understand that, right? You want a cup of coffee.
Yes, exactly. I could see there are things among the three that I just mentioned where I could see, like, impulse. Yeah, I am in the mood for some firecrackers. I don't know. Like, that makes sense. You're crossing into a border, right? Something that you can buy.
I don't want to miss it. I need four or five signs.
Yeah, I can buy this in Wisconsin and Indiana, but I can't in Illinois, so put up a bunch of billboards as you're approaching the border.
Right. Next stop, there's a Culver's. You want some ice cream.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Maybe this is only phase one.
Oh.
Maybe phase two is going to be like drive-through hair transplant right there next to Darnell the fruit peddler.
Dan's high again.
Yeah.
Thank you for not playing Toto music today to accompany the story on the Toto art.
Didn't need
Don't
it.
Need that. Ringo's All-Stars a few years ago, the dude from Toto, I don't know his name, was a part of Ringo's All-Stars 5 years ago, and they played the horseshoe in Hammond, and a buddy of mine and I took our wives, and they're, wife number two, 10 years younger, so that's her demo, that's her music, and I look at my buddy Fitz, as soon as Ringo gave him the chance to play that song, Africa.
Africa, yeah.
Smoke time. So we immediately headed out for the lobby. I couldn't get out of there fast enough for that.
The late drummer of Toto, Jeff Porcaro, was very well respected as a drummer's drummer.
Well, they were all session guys.
Session guys, but as a technician, Jeff Porcaro, who
there are a lot of people in the industry who are respected by musicians who produce garbage record after garbage record, and Jeff Lynne of ELO would be atop my list.
Really?
Yes.
He's had a hell of a career, though, man.
Every once in a while, an ELO deep track will come on and I'll stay. So, okay, all right, I can deal with So Fine. And then it gets to about 40 seconds. I'm good.
Oh, it's a living thing with the
living thing's badass.
Maybe it's 18 months at the drive when I could not get out of the line of fire of Do Ya. I mean, if you didn't hear it 2 hours ago, here's Do Ya on 97.1.
And there's Don't Bring Me Down. But Living Thing is in Boogie Nights, which you still haven't seen.
I haven't. You know, maybe if I had Netflix. Maybe if I just had that. And it's in the recorder. It's recorded. It's ready to go.
And Jeff Lynne is singing. And this was making the rounds a while ago when While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And I was listening to XRT and I heard the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame version that was done by Tom Petty.
Oh, no, that's Concert for George.
A Concert for George. Yeah. It was Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne doing While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And then at the end, Prince comes in to do
the Rock and Roll.
It was Rock and Roll.
There's another one they did for the Concert for George with
Prince
also Tom Petty.
Shows up at the end. It does the solo that just will melt your face.
It's amazing.
And it's incredible. And Jeff Lynne is ubiquitous. He's like the Zelig of rock and roll. He was in Traveling Wilburys, right?
He should die of hemorrhoids.
That long, slow death.
Always got the blue blocker sunglasses on, too. It looks like Tom Scher. Hawaiian, my brother. It's a living thing.
He's a rascal.
See you, boys.
Apologies in advance for the stench of cheese in the office where you're going to be working. I brought in some cheeses today, and it's some garlic hummus, too. It's kind of stinky in the office.
I'm there for live that.
With that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Who am I talking to?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.